Good morning, early birds. You caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends at Montana Public Radio, bringing you the latest news of the region. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It is Thursday, 29th of January, 2026. The federal government could partially shut down this weekend if Congress doesn't pass a spending package. Montana's congressional delegates are holding the Republican line to advance law enforcement funding. Montana Public Radio's Shaley Rager reports.
The package had already passed the U.S. House when a federal immigration agent shot and killed a man in Minneapolis, the second resident killed by an officer in a month. In the aftermath, Senate Democrats say they won't support the bill if it includes $10 billion in funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Montana's senior U.S. Senator Steve Daines told Fox News the shooting needs to be investigated and the spending package needs to pass as is.
Let's not take 22,000 agents that come in every day and do their jobs and throw them under the bus because the Democrats want to shut down the government.
In a statement, U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy said law enforcement officers deserve support and that Congress needs to avoid a shutdown. Congressmen Troy Downing and Ryan Zinke previously voted for the package in the House. Downing said in a statement he supports an investigation into the incident. He said he stands with officers who, quote, work tirelessly to keep our community safe, unquote. Zinke did not respond to a request for comment. In Helena, I'm Shaley Rager.
Some Laurel residents don't like the state's plan to build a psychiatric hospital near town. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports the backlash came quickly after state officials announced the site location.
Last week, the Montana Board of Investments told Laurel City Council members it had found a site for a 32-bed facility that will treat criminal defendants mentally unfit to stand trial. Numerous residents told City Council members Tuesday the location isn't suitable. That includes Matt Torix, superintendent of Laurel Public Schools.
My concern is about safety for students, and I do not feel that this lends itself to the safety of our children.
The edge of the proposed property is near an elementary school. Numerous residents cited that as a concern, as well as the potential for reduced property values. The state says it needs the facility because it can take up to a year for defendants to get a bed at the current state hospital in Warm Springs. Laurel residents say the state and the city haven't been transparent about the project. The state health department noted in a statement that Director Charlie Brereton outlined the state's plan to the council in early December. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
The first report on Montana's new public charter schools shows their students generally lag behind peers in standard public schools. But Montana Public Radio's Austin Amistoy reports the data comes with caveats.
Public charter school students scored worse on state math and English tests than their public school counterparts at every grade level. Those results come from the Montana Board of Public Education's first report on public charter school performance released in January. The state's first 17 public charter schools opened in 2024. They're intended to offer students a different way to learn than traditional school. That's a big reason the Board of Public Education's executive director, McCall Flynn, says these test results need to be taken with a grain of salt. She addressed state lawmakers during a recent hearing.
Looking at one data point is kind of limiting and it's a comparable data point. And we would recommend considering additional measures to more accurately compare the public charter and non-charter schools.
The report says many public charter schools focus on re-engaging at-risk students or teach in a way that doesn't emphasize standardized test results. Anecdotally, education officials report public charter schools are getting students interested in learning and offering experiences outside the classroom. The school's biggest challenges are communication and cash. The report says many Montanans don't understand the difference between public charter schools and regular schools, and new programs have a hard time getting off the ground without upfront funding. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amistoy.
A specific anti-tax crusade is gaining momentum. Georgia, Florida, Texas, and North Dakota are pushing efforts to eliminate all property taxes on homeowners. The Associated Press notes that rising property values have inflated tax bills in many states. Ending all homeowner taxes would cost billions or even tens of billions in most states. It's unclear if lawmakers can pull it off without harming schools and local governments that rely on the taxes to provide services.
Officials in North Dakota say they are on their way using state oil money. Wednesday, Republicans in the Georgia House unveiled a complex effort to phase out homeowner property taxes by 2032. In Florida, GOP Governor Ron DeSantis says that is his goal, with lawmakers currently considering phasing out non-school property taxes on homeowners over 10 years. And in Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he wants to eliminate property taxes for schools. These election year efforts could be joined by ballot initiatives in Oklahoma and Ohio to eliminate all property taxes. Such initiatives were defeated in North Dakota in 2024 and failed to make the ballot in Nebraska that year, although organizers there are trying again. Another initiative in Michigan may also fail to make the ballot. In a Monday press release, the Montana Department of Revenue reminds employers that the deadline for submitting their 2025 Montana Annual Withholding Tax Reconciliation Form MW3 has been extended. Because the legal due date of January 31st falls on a Saturday, reports received electronically or postmarked by February 2nd will be considered as timely filed. Filing errors can slow down the process. A common mistake is out-of-date information. DOR reminds employers to avoid truncating information and make sure contact information is up to date. DOR also reminds employers to ensure that the correct federal employer identification number and Montana withholding account number are shown on the MW3. For more information, visit Montana Department of Revenue at mt.gov. That's The Worm for this Thursday. Catch up with us tomorrow morning. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal art call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.